You're listening to SBS News.
They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it.
That's United States President Donald Trump speaking at a rally in North Carolina about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Presley, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. The four Democratic congresswomen of colour he's been launching racially charged attacks against in recent days. Australian National University US politics expert Jennifer Hunt says Mr. Trump's "if they don't love it, let them leave it" line is similar to a slogan used on signs in North Carolina by the Ku Klux Klan.
It said, "Welcome to Klan country, love it or leave it." And now those good people didn't leave North Carolina. They worked to improve it, and the white nationalists who remained didn't relinquish their degenerate slogans and ideas, just their decent place in society. But when they're ushered back in, that threatens the safety of us all.
Dr. Hunt says the KKK used the slogan years ago when it claimed to be fighting communism and integration. She says Mr. Trump's language at the rally is likely to embolden white nationalists.
White nationalists, racists, and all the rest are feeling empowered. We have white nationalists that are celebrating this president and saying he supports our message. Finally, we have our man in the White House.
She says this could have global ramifications.
This is disconcerting. And of course, what happens in North Carolina doesn't stay in North Carolina. These messages will be broadcast nationally. They'll be broadcast internationally. And we see that white nationalist ideas, when weaponized with violence, are capable of brutal massacres in churches, mosques, and synagogues.
Mr. Trump's criticism at the rally of Somali-born Congresswoman Ms. Omar was met by boos and this chant from supporters. Dr. Hunt says current rhetoric in the US signals the next election will be fought along the lines of race and immigration, and the chant used against Ms. Omar will likely play a role in that.
This will be the new chant. In place of lock her up, it will be send her back. And how Republicans and how the American public respond to that tells us less about Trump and more about ourselves.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.